Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, May the 20th and the whole week ahead. With the sun moving into Gemini, that does mean that the next 4 weeks is very good if you are personally analytical. What does that mean? Finding out what makes you tick. For some of you, it may mean getting to the bottom of a compulsion or obsession. It's looking at yourself psychologically. Do you know who you are? Do you know what you want to be? Because all of these will be questions that will arouse your curiosity this next month. Here's your Sunday stars. The Moon square Saturn does mean you have to be very careful over a financial situation early on today. Don't leave something until tomorrow. What must be sorted out now? It's best to get something done and dusted, especially where money, finance and cash is concerned. Later on in the day, things get a little brighter and a little better. And here's your Monday stars. Well, there's so much happening in the sign of Aries that you know that there's areas of your life you need to sort out, and especially when it comes to your health. You know, anything to do with our health is precious, because without good health, there's very little we can do. You might be fine, and in which case you need to look at a loved one or someone close to you who is not doing their bit to sort themselves out medically. And here's your Tuesday stars, an excellent day for work and business matters. So if you're in employment or you're making changes to a job, this is a good day to really put yourself first, to go after and see what is out there, what is possible. And also, if you're retired or maybe you have a redundancy, it's a good time for you to start something fresh yourself, maybe as a freelancer, self-employed. All of that is good. Here's your Wednesday stars. Lots happening in the sign of Taurus, and for you that means relationships. Talking and chatting to someone, either as a business partner or a love partner, is good. The Mercury connection enables us to communicate with somebody on an intimate level. And Neptune throws in a wonderful romantic vibe. And thanks to Pluto, you can get to the heart of a matter. And here's your Thursday stars. Well, there's a new moon in the sign of Gemini now, and that means there's a lot of good things can happen over the next month if you are circumspect and look inside yourself. You know, you are the sign of psychology. You are the sign that can be so analytical. And these stars are now saying, delve into yourself. What is it that you are? Who are you? Because the minute you can answer that, then your life will become less complex and so much more simple. And here's your Friday stars. Now, yesterday there was a Venus square Pluto, and everybody needs to be careful of Venus square Pluto because it can be such a destructive force. And for you, it can be either your work or it can be to do with health. And what is the overriding factor? Well, it's jealousy. So jealousy towards you or from you, I don't care how it comes. If it's coming from you towards someone, then don't let it work or happen. Because what comes around goes around.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.